This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago and beyond, this is Cognitive Dissonance. Every episode, we blast anyone who gets in our way. We bring critical thinking, skepticism, and irreverence to any topic that makes the news, makes it big, or makes us mad. It's skeptical, it's political, and there is no welcome mat. Today is November 14th. But, Cecil, but we're Thursday.
Yeah, but we're this will be airing the following week. So what is that, the 21st?
Yeah, but here's the thing. It doesn't even matter. These are evergreen, silly-ass stories. It doesn't matter. That is the beauty of doing this show, Cecil, is it comes out when it comes out. It's recorded. Doesn't matter. What's our first story? Russian state TV airs Melania's Trump's nudes on primetime. Are we worried about what day that happened? I'm not.
I fucking love that, like, they air this on fucking Russian television as just, like, a quick little message to Trump.
Yeah.
Hey, just so you know, we literally anything you do, we control.
Yeah. This is such a fucking power move by Russia. This is such a power move. It's like, hey, dude, got naked pics of your wife on our TVs over here. Anyway, who's the bitch now?
It's like having a fucking really awkward kiss with her right in front of us. That's crazy.
I mean, it's like a gross thing to do.
It's right? Really
it's
gross.
It's a gross, you know, obviously objectifying thing.
But hold on, though. Like, to be fair, we have seen Hunter Biden's dick as well Congress on the congressional floor. I feel like it's up to
perfectly appropriate use of governmental power.
I feel like it's up to Russia to create deep fake pictures of the two of them. Yeah, man. We've
fake boobs.
I feel on Hunter. It's crazy. No, but I feel like at a certain point, we've passed a certain level of decorum with the way in which we allow and what we allow people to see. I mean, when Marjorie Taylor Greene is doing that stuff on the floor, who cares?
Right.
And this is something that she got paid to do and was public anyway.
Yeah.
It's not like this is not shit that was locked in Melania's laptop that she handed off to a fucking repair guy who we then scoured and sold to the New York Post.
Right. Yeah. This is like, it is very hard for us to clutch our pearls as a nation any longer and be scandalized, right?
Yeah.
It's like, we're already doing we already have the Jewish space lasers, you know, Hunter Biden's fucking revenge porn at Congress. Like, at what point can we be like, well, but you guys, there's no but you guys anymore. Yeah. That's it. We're the bottom.
We're done with you guys. That's like, it.
Yeah. We're the bar that everybody else has to climb under.
And there is no more decorum.
No.
So this is fair game.
Dude, do you remember like when we would watch like TV of like other nations, like parliaments, and they would like yell screaming at each other and then Obama did his State of the Union and somebody's like, liar. And it was a scandal. It was just like the whole world. Basically, I was like, oh, for the days.
Yeah, I know.
Days, Cecil.
I saw their debate, Mitt Romney and Obama's debate, and they gave each other a bro hug afterwards. And I thought, man, how they look like they just seriously got done playing 21 at the Y.
Yeah.
And they gave each other a hug afterwards. Like, great job, Dave. Catch you next week, bro. We're going to do pickleball next week. It's like ridiculous level of, you know, just, I don't know, just sportsmanship in some way,
It's almost like they're fucking professionals.
It's unbelievable.
Like professional colleagues are just like,
and if Donald Trump had a pen, he would have killed Kamala Harris on that stage.
Absolutely, 1,000%.
He'd have killed, like, Hannibal Lecter, the late, great Hannibal Lecter. He'd have killed her with a pen.
He's just, he's got a side of fava beans just in case, you know? All right, this story comes from The Standard. North Korean troops have been allowed access to the internet, and they are addicted to porn.
Looking at Melania's pictures. My favorite is that they're not just addicted. This tweet says, as a result, they are gorging on pornography.
Gorging on it. They are engorging on it.
Gorging on pornography. Just like standing there, just like spinning, just like scrolling with their phones as fast as they can.
Hey, it's hard work, you know?
It sure is.
I love the idea that, like, the North Korean troops, they're like, okay, we've had a total information fucking lack for like decades. Mm-hmm. Like we don't know what's going on in the world. We don't know like what shit tastes like. We don't know. And you're just like, okay, here's I'm just going to look at titties. I look, there's a whole world of information out there. I am going to stroke my dick till that thing falls off.
You know, these guys come back and they're like, we found the clitoris, and then someone's going to take them into custody and like run them into one of those within that big hotel where they store people or whatever.
Yeah,
or be like, no, man, you can't come out anymore.
No.
You're bringing state secrets back. but craziness to see that North Korea has joined the fight in weird Ukraine.
10,000 troops just like popped over to Russia, and it's like, this feels intensely dystopian, like intensely, maybe, I don't know. This feels like there's a domino I'm very worried about falling, and I can't even articulate exactly how that domino works.
With Trump in office, I don't think there's a limit to the number of troops that he'd allow on that other side, right?
Oh,
like at a certain point, there would be some intervention by our government or somebody, some spokesman for our government to be like, if any more troops amass there, we're going to have a real problem.
Right.
But I think with Trump in there, because his magical solution for solving it was just to call up Zelensky with Elon Musk in the room to say, hey bro, can you just stop and let them have what they have?
Yeah.
That was his magical solution that he could end it in 24 hours. He said, I would end the conflict in 24 hours. It has been much more than 24 hours.
And surprise, surprise, Ukraine is like, we actually thought of that.
Yeah.
And it turned out we wanted to maintain our sovereignty and our territorial authority.
It turns out that's been on the table the whole fucking time.
We know that we could always surrender.
That's literally been their plan the whole time.
God. 100%, like without U.S. involvement, though, Ukraine is fucking boned.
Yeah, fucked.
Boned. Yeah.
And Elon's gonna
turn off
that out of there. He's the head of that Department of Governmental
Efficiency. Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Which has two people as the head.
Which
is amazing.
The redundancy of Department of Efficiency.
It's fucking amazing. But they'll gut the shit out of that stuff. They'll say to people, you can't send that money over there.
Oh yeah. I think 1,000%. Plus, like, if you're Elon Musk, if strategically what you want to do is just give this to Russia.
Yeah.
Like, Ukraine relies on Starlink. Without Starlink, they cannot fight. They have no communications network.
It's easy.
So he'll just be like, yeah, we'll just fucking shut it off.
It's easy.
And that's over. Yeah. Because that's the kind of power one dude should have.
Yeah, no,
right?
Absolutely.
We're doing a great job.
We should make sure that guy has unlimited money and unlimited power.
Can you imagine? For real, we've got a situation where one guy could be like, you lost a war. Click. I just pressed the button. You lost a war.
I feel like next week someone should just deliver him the sword for Castle Grayskull. And the castle. And just be like, no, man, you could have it. And Barbie's dream house. We'll put it right next door. You could have the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. He gets that awesome shit from G.I. Joe that I could never afford when I was a kid.
He gets the hovercraft or whatever.
All right, this story's from Fortune. TGI Fridays is worried it won't have enough cash if customers redeem $50 million in outstanding gift cards that don't expire.
Here's a tip for TGI Fridays. No one was ever going to redeem
a TGI Fridays gift card is like a food poisoning hand grenade. You know, that's like they hand it to you and it like goes off later, but it was the first place I ever got actual food poisoning.
I feel like
TGI
if
Fridays.
You give it to somebody, you're not allowed to wash your hands before you give it to them.
I feel like if you give somebody a TGI Fridays gift card as a gift, you're not going to be invited back next year.
I feel like if you give them a TGI gift card, they have to eat guacamole off of it.
It would still taste better than their chips. Are you kidding me?
It'd be like, yeah, we dropped this on the bathroom floor. You have to
eat. It's actually the best thing on your menu.
You have to eat guacamole off this thing we dropped on the bathroom floor, bro.
Sir, would you like this thing from the bathroom floor? Or would you like one of our loaded baked potatoes? I'll eat your fucking gift card from the urinal. 100%. Like, get out of here.
Loaded baked potatoes.
Jesus.
This is the grossest restaurant.
It's so bad.
So which is worse, it or Chili's? Because I've gotten food poisoning from Chili's every time I eat there.
Okay.
Every single time.
Wait a minute. We got to do a little ranking because in my mind, there's three like big national absolutely horrible low rent places.
Applebee's? Yeah,
yes.
I do. Applebee's. TGI. It used to be Bennigan's, but they're gone now. Yeah.
Like, I don't know why, but I always liked Bennigan's. It was fucking horrible.
Yeah, it was just, it's the same. It's just the pub version of the other two. Yeah.
All right. So there's Applebee's, Chili's, TGI Fridays. Let's start best to worst.
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you what's best. Here's the thing. Like,
do you want to be slapped in the nuts or kicked in the nuts? I don't know.
I don't know that you could ask me to go to any of those and I would. I would probably be like, you know what? I'm actually just going to stay at home.
I'm not
and
hungry.
And eat raw garbage out of the garbage can.
They're all so bad.
So I used to love buffalo wings. I used to love them. And then I got them at Chili's one time and I got so sick. Ugh. So unbelievably sick. I shot myself home. I like left. And then I jetpacked myself home with the food poisoning. I landed at home and then I've never, ever since then, if I smell buffalo sauce, I get a little,
Ill.
I get a little sick.
First time I ever got food poisoning was from chicken fajitas at TGI Fridays.
That's unpleasant too.
Yep.
Because when you vomit, it's sizzling.
I had to drive home and I'm like, I had about an hour long drive to get home and I'd started to get sick. And I'm like, fuck, I should go home.
Oh,
and so
dude.
I'm driving.
I bet you were sweating.
Dude,
right?
I was pulling over and getting sick. Bad. Like, that would be too good. But I was both ends sick out
That's
of the bottom. It was
bro.
Bad times.
That's
it was
the worst.
Not a good drive.
Oh, so
it took
bad.
Me a lot longer than an hour. It was so bad. It was so, you could give me a gift card for that place. You gave me a fucking, just shoot me again in the eye with a BB gun. That'd be better.
I'd rather eat in like the monkey cage of the zoo. I feel like it'd be cleaner.
This story is from USA Today. Ohio family. Ohio family builds a 50,000-pound Stargate with dial home device to scan the cosmos.
All right, let's put it on the big screen.
This is a wholesome story.
And it's also awesome. Look at how fucking awesome that Stargate is. The one thing that is interesting is that this guy, he starts watching Stargate with his kids and doesn't really care, but his kids love it. So he's like, well, let's watch all of them. And then he watches all of them and then finally he's like, well, my kids' room, not hanging out as much anymore. You guys want to build a Stargate? They're like, let's build a fucking Stargate. So he doesn't just build like a balsa wood Stargate.
Yeah.
He builds a structural Stargate, one that you could probably build something like a whole house on.
Dude, I think like if his kids had agreed to hang out with him longer, he'd have built one that actually like transported him.
He's got one that actually works.
Like as somebody with like teenagers that are getting older, I feel this. It's like, what do I gotta do to get a little time with you? You know? Like, you want me to build a fucking Stargate?
I'll build it.
You want me to fucking learn to play Magic again, Finn? Yeah. No problem. I'll be real interested. Like, just spend a little time. When your kids are little, they're like, oh my God, I can't wait to spend time with you. And as they get older, they very developmentally are like, yeah, I'm bored of you.
I don't want to be around
you. But you're just like, well, but that hurts my heart.
Every time you're walking around the house to Cats in the Cradle.
Yeah, man. It's like, fuck. Fuck. Now, and the worst part is now they're interested.
Yeah, right.
You know?
now you want to talk to them.
Now I'm like, oh, you like this better. And they're like, you're old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. You know what you need to do, Tom? You know what'll bring them in? Is just keep on telling them how much they used to suck. That's going to bring him in.
I got Finn into weightlifting, and now Finn is stronger than I am.
Oh, wow.
And, like, he's 18, so it took him, like, 40 seconds of,
sure,
like,
because he's made of gristle.
He's just made out of, like, 18-year-old stuff. So he's just, like, his numbers are bad. And, like, he's been stronger than me for 4 weeks, right? His numbers just fine. But he's, like, he makes a big deal out. So I was, like, last time I saw him, I was, like, hey, man, you want to work out together? Thinking, like, this is clearly a shared interest, right? Yeah. It's clearly a shared interest. And his first response was, I don't know if you can keep up, Dad. And I was like, oh, you fucking son of a bitch.
He like choked you out.
You son of a choked bitch.
You out. Choked you out. This Stargate.
So good.
Here's what I want to say.
Yeah.
Guy doesn't want anybody around it. He's mad because people are starting to come like take pictures of it.
Yeah.
Turn it into a fucking wedding destination.
For real.
Do you know how many people?
Dude, the nerd weddings would be amazing.
Like, bro, I will fucking get out my cosplay fucking Stargate. I will make all my bridesmaids and groomsmen come as like the fucking army that fucking walks me. Could you imagine how many people you could get at your Stargate
you
wedding?
You could charge a Stargate fortune. That's it. That's it.
I feel like the glory hole needs a Stargate hole.
Why don't we have the glory? This looks like a big glory.
It does.
It's like a fucking giant glory hole.
It's like a space glory hole.
That's a big one. That's an optimistic.
You don't know who's going to come through it. You have no idea.
Coming, that's
There's
for sure.
Someone on the other side and they're coming through and you don't know. That's
I
what
feel
the
like
Stargate
we should
is.
Rent out glory hole studios for weddings. You know? Why not? Let's get a glory hole wedding.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's classy.
Absolutely.
That's classy.
Which side of the wall does the priest stand on? Okay, I got to put this one on the big screen, too, just so you could go ahead.
This story's from the Register. Russian court fines Google $20 decillion. Guys, I'm going to read this in numbers.
Yeah.
I want to read this to you.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Let's see if I can get the computer to do it.
Russian court fines Google $20,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000
fucking zeros, my friend.
That's all this. We don't have any more zeros.
It's so funny. They're like, yeah, we sued you for the moon. It's so much money. They're saying they're saying that it is such a laughable amount of money. Yeah. It's there's nothing. They don't make the world doesn't make a tiny percentage of this, the tiniest of the 1% of this.
They're like, the GDP of all of the activity of all human beings is not equal to this dollar amount.
It's not.
How could Google owe Russia more than all the GDP activity of the entire human race? That's insane.
You would have to like lasso Mars and be like, it's yours.
It's yours. Yeah.
Yeah. You just have it.
No, I got it.
That's all yours.
If you're Google, you'd be like, okay, bro. Yeah. You know what I would do is I would write them a giant oversized novelty check.
Well, at least they could take Google's desk. You know what I mean?
A Kentucky man was declared brain dead. Then he woke up moments before donating his heart, his sister said.
Whoa.
That's a hell of a day. That's an exciting day.
I'll tell you what, though. You know... it's gotta be a terrible position to be in for the doctor who's gonna be replacing or pulling those organs out to put in somebody else. And they're like, hold on a second. And they walk in the other room with a pillow. Sorry, this happens all the time.
Yeah, like if you're the recipient donor.
And yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's like, the recipient's laying there like with his fucking thing open, be like, you're gonna get a kidney soon. They're like, doctor, that person's awake. Give me a minute. And then they just take the pillow and they walk in the other room.
And they're just like, you just have like the technical problems.
Now we have an extra kidney.
You just say, this is like please stand by technical problems.
Yeah,
like
please
just,
stand by. Doo, 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 doo. Yeah.
All right. And now we do not have a problem.
Yeah. We play the national anthem and now it's all over.
How disappointing to be like, all right, so fuck, he lived. I should be happy, but like, I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be. If somebody came to me.
If it
was me and they're like, Tom.
Yeah,
we got a heart for you. And they're like prepping my shit. Yeah. And I'd be like, oh, I'm going to live. And then they'd be like, actually, the donor lived. I'd be like, fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. Go get that thing.
Call up your best friend. Be like, is there any way you could like Nancy Kerrigan his heart out of him?
I feel like, yeah, right. Like if this happens, maybe can't you like Thunderdome it out to see who gets to keep it?
Be like, all right, we're going to sew you both up. Now you guys have to fight it out.
And all right.
You're like, it's like whoever fucking wins gets to shock 2 hearts
today. Enter, one heart leaves.
To like dig into the other person's body and pull it out.
Oh man, we dropped it in a volcano. It's on fire. We wasted the whole heart. Do you remember from that movie that guy gets his heart pulled out and he's still alive?
He's like staring, he's like hanging out. Didn't they say that it was like a fake thing though, that he was doing like, did they ever say it was fake? Like he was doing
like
the fake psychic surgery stuff on people. Did they ever say that?
I don't know. I know that they lower him into a volcano.
I don't remember the movie
afterwards.
Because I think I only saw it once when I was a kid.
I remember that movie and I think that I don't think it's ever implied that it was fake. I think they like imply that they reach in, pull the guy's heart out. Then the guy's like, instead of like slump.
Instead of not. Yeah, right. I feel like it's psychic surgery.
Yeah. I feel like if somebody rips your heart out, like that's it. Like, I don't care if you lower me into a volcano after. It's fine.
If somebody rips your heart out, I want to hear your mixtape.
This story's from Oregon Live. This is the most American headline.
This is 100%. People from other countries are going to be like, what the fuck just happened?
Ambulance hits Oregon cyclist, rushes him to hospital, then sticks him with $1,800 bill.
That's so mean. This feels like entrapment.
This is a good business model.
I want to roll to this poor guy. Look at this poor guy. They really fucked him up, man.
Dude, they fucked him up going slow, too.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah. Like, this guy's going, like, the ambulance is going 5 or 10. This guy's going 5 or 10. But he's like, he's on the doorless, floorless model, you know? Man. So, like, getting whaled by something that weighs that much.
Do you ever get worried about driving your bike anywhere?
Absolutely. Yeah. I ride almost entirely on trails.
Uh-huh.
So, like, there's multi-use trails, and I ride, but there are parts of those trails that you have to be on the road for.
Sure,
you know, like, to get from a junction to a junction.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, I hate it. I literally hate it all the time.
So, if I want to go to a trail near me, I have to ride through sort of my subdivision, and then I get to, like, a trailhead, but it's across a very busy road, and I'll see bicyclists when I'm driving all the time just cross without the crosswalk. And I'm like, absolutely not. I never cross. Never, ever, ever do I cross without a crosswalk.
No, I try not to. Like if I'm out like way early in the morning and you can see in both directions.
Yeah, nobody's around or whatever. Yeah.
Then I'll do
it. But it's different. Like I'm talking about like people that are like literally driving. This is like a 60 mile an hour road.
Yeah, man, that's fucking terrible.
And you can't tell how far away people are or how fast they're going. Cause sometimes people go as up to 80 miles an hour on that road.
Yeah, man, I got lost on a ride. So like the trail that I like to ride, I get lost every time in the same section. So I've actually stopped going up that far north because I can't figure that part of the trail out. And the last time I got lost, and I have like fucking GPS and shit mounted on my bike, still didn't fucking help me at all. So like I was just like, all right, well, I know I need to go south and I'll pick it up eventually. And I had to ride for, I don't know, 6 or 8 miles. And what really makes me nervous is not the road crossings. It's like you're riding on the same road. And you can't be on the shoulder because the shoulders are shitty for a bike. Like they're not, they're not like well maintained.
Yeah, they're all like.
And you got these people coming by passing you. And some of them will come way close, man. On purpose close. You know they're doing it to be a dick.
The first week we were out here, maybe it wasn't the first week. Maybe it was within the first, say, 3 months we were out here. There was a story of one of the guys who's sort of famous. It's only in old-timey times can this happen. He was a famous architect.
Okay.
So one of these old famous architects, he helped design part of O'Hare. So one of these famous architects. He lived in my area within the first, and he was an older fella, like in his 80s.
Sure.
And within the first, like I say, couple months we were out here, there was a big news story on how he got fucking absolutely clipped by a bicycle and killed him. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, here's the thing. These roads out here, they don't have sidewalks. I live in unincorporated. Yeah. You know, all the busy roads out here, I just stay away from them. I don't want to get clipped by some car. Like I just don't want to do it. When I was in Chicago, I rode my bike all over the place in Chicago, but I was also real careful in Chicago all the time. If I could get there and it was out of my way, I would use the protected bike lanes whenever I could.
Yeah.
If I could get there and I knew I had to go all the way up to Milwaukee to start going up, even if I could cut my way across easier in other streets, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, man, fuck that noise.
I almost always used the protected bike lanes whenever I could. Bike lanes, if they didn't exist, and then on rare occasions, if I didn't see a bike lane, I would ride a street that didn't have, but it was pretty rare. I didn't go down a lot of streets that didn't have bike lanes.
When I first took up the hobby, I joined some, because there's a lot to learn. So yeah. I joined a bunch of like Facebook groups and stuff to like learn stuff.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
And if you're on any of those groups, like every week somebody gets hit by a car. If it's a big enough group with like 10,000 members.
I'll imagine, yeah.
Every week somebody gets hit by a car. Every week, like not every week, but very often, like they'll put up those ghost bikes. So they're like the white spray painted bikes.
Yeah.
I mean, some cyclist got killed. I'm like, when I took up the hobby, I was like, I'm riding on trails. You fucking road cyclists are,
that's balls I don't have. That's a lot of chutzpah to get on those.
Military.com, senior enlisted Marine reduced to sergeant for wearing unauthorized awards, including Purple Heart.
Isn't that like taking valor out of your front pocket and putting it in your back pocket?
Thank you. This is the way I read. I was like, this is a weird stolen valor in a, like, this is like stealing from your own bank.
Like you're rounding out. You're doing the Chase thing. It's the Chase thing, but with valor.
With valor.
So you sign a check that you didn't actually have valor for, and then you deposit it in your valor account, and then you take the valor out, and then Chase sues you after.
They're fucking gunning
they
for
are,
these people.
They are, absolutely.
100%, because they're idiots.
It's fraud.
Yes.
Because it's literally fraud, you dummies.
How did you think you were going to get away with that?
Here's the thing. I just want to tell everybody, I know everybody listens to this show, doesn't need to hear this, but do not follow anybody's advice on TikTok ever.
No.
Never, ever follow anyone's advice that gives advice on TikTok. If they do give advice, corroborate it in three other places that are not TikTok. Yeah.
There's no one cool trick to get free money.
Yeah. No.
That's not a thing. That's not a thing. But like, this fucking weird stolen valor thing. I read this Cecil-like and I was super confused because I'm like, how did he think he wasn't going to get caught? It's not like he like wore his uniform and he's not in the military, right? And he goes to the bar.
There's other people there
right?
who know all the stuff.
Boy, they all know you, man.
Yeah.
They all know you. They're like, dude, you didn't do that thing.
Yeah.
That you've got a medal that says that you did a thing. You'd be like, yeah, I did that thing. We were all here, bro.
It's like me walking on a podcast convention with a podcast award I didn't
win. Yes. Super weird, man. It'd be like bringing your own Oscar to the Oscars.
Although, how great would that be?
I am the best director. What?
How great would that be to just keep walking around the Oscars with two fake Oscars? And they should be really bad fakes.
Dude.
Like really, really bad fakes.
We have to work away into getting an invite to the Oscars.
Yes.
And we have to set up a booth selling Oscars.
And then we need one guy in a gold suit. You could get your picture taken with Oscar.
Yeah. Oh, so Oscar.
The Oscar.
Oh, and you got to get like somebody else working the crowd with a trench coat full of Oscars, just jingling and jangling against each other.
Pulls up his sleeve and there's just Oscars hanging off his arm. It'd be amazing.
Oh my God.
This is adorable. So cute.
This is adorable. This is an adorable story of porcine alcoholism.
Yeah, which we should always encourage.
This is from Newsweek.
Pet because pig. You're essentially a Bears fan.
Newsweek, pet pig breaks in a garage, gets so drunk beer.
Yeah. And the best part is like the pet pig has a duck friend.
He does.
His best friend is a duck.
A duck. So like the pig's name is Strawberry, first of
all. Adorable.
That's fucking adorable. The second is, they had beer stored in the garage and the pig broke in and it was good beer.
Oh.
He broke in and actually drank decent beer. This would have been a tragic story if he had to break in and get drunk on like Natty Light.
Yeah, get some bad beer.
You know?
Yeah, terrible.
Like nobody wants it. Like nobody wants to like get drunk on Bush Light or whatever.
You know, we wish that on a pig. But I love interspecies relationships. I'm a huge fucking absolute nerd for when any of that stuff comes up on like our awe or anything like that. I'll watch any video if a duck cuddles with a cat, if a dog hangs out with a sheep, if there's a turtle and like a small canary. I'm going to watch every one of those videos start to finish and I'll probably watch them twice.
Do you know what videos in the same genre that I absolutely like, I'm floored by? is when like the animals just help or save another animal. Have you seen this?
Oh yeah, sure.
Like,
yeah,
I've seen so many of these little videos. I saw one the other day of like, there was like a canal and somehow, I don't know, there's like a fish near this canal and a snake comes by and slithers the fish back into the canal and then slithers away. And I'm like, all right,
my work is done here.
It was, I was like, that's a snake. That's a fish.
Should have ate it.
I'd eaten both of them. This is from The Guardian. I'm obsessed with whale poop. It can be neon green, bright red, or even sparkle.
I feel like we need to read some of this. So all here's right. a guy, this guy.
Looking way too happy to be swimming around in love with whale shit.
Obsessed with whale poop. So here we go.
I first encountered whale poop 30 years ago. This is a sentence you just, when you start writing this sentence, you know, like maybe this is a point of self-reflection.
Yeah.
Where you're just like, you know, my life got weird.
Yeah.
My life got real weird. While I was working on a right whale research project, one of my first days on the water in the Bay of Fundy in eastern Canada, we came upon a feeding male right whale with mud on its head, a bonnet, a sign that it had been feeding at the bottom of the bay to come up to breathe and rest. Just before it dived again, it released this enormous fecal plume.
Jesus Christ.
At that point, you should be like, the ocean hates me, and I'm never going in the ocean again.
Could you imagine? You'd be like, I'm out of here, baby.
I'm leaving.
Why would you hang out?
And he's like, ooh, and what's like, this?
Cool. Somebody get a specimen jar.
There were gallons of poop in that water. It looked like red floating bricks. The smell was overwhelming. If you get that poop on your clothes, you have to throw them away. You're never going to wash it out.
Okay. Well,
your job is weird. Your job. Look, I get it. I worked at a Burger King, right? I get it. I'm right there. Look, I see you.
Yeah.
Eyes, I see you.
And look, same thing happens at Applebee's. If you, wear clothes or you have to burn them after your shift, you can't wash them. None of those smells come out.
Just like at Applebee's, right after you eat, foop.
Whale poop.
It's just
everywhere.
Ejecting out of you.
And sometimes it looks like big red bricks. Big,
and it can sparkle. Who knows?
If you're interested in whales, though, you can check out the citation needed this week because there's a whale one that dropped.
Oh, yes.
Monday. So it was the story that inspired Moby Dick.
It's an precursor, the original prequel.
The prequel to Moby Dick, the original
story. It's a fucking crazy story.
It's fucking insane. Check it out. It's on Citation Needed this week. It's called The Sinking of the Whale Ship Essex.
Yeah, I just want to read a little bit more because I want you guys to hear the fucking love letter this man is writing to whale shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like just, whale fecal plumes can be neon green or bright red. At times, they sparkle with silver scales, like the sun glinting on the water.
Okay, settle down.
Every whale defecation is unique. It's shit, my guy.
Bro.
That's a pooping.
I'm just going to tell you, every human is too. Like, every human defecation is also unique.
It's like a fingerprint. Okay, just use fingerprints.
Okay, admittedly, those big slates you have to roll the poop on to get the... It's not... Anyway.
When I was in Australia, I remember seeing wombats, and wombats shit little, like, cubes.
Do they really?
They shit a cube. Yeah.
No kidding.
They shit these little, like, yeah, no other way to describe it. Just like a cube of...
And it's weird, because that's how their toilet paper comes to. It's in a cube. And so,
that's a weird animal. It's fucking
it
a whole cotton.
Just shits a cube.
Just shits a cube.
I feel like we need to look up to see what a wombat poop
looks
like.
Look at wombat cube shit.
Wombat cube shit. I'm actually going to type that in, Tom. Images, wombat cube shit. Holy cow, Tom, you're not wrong.
Yeah, man, they shit a little cube.
They shit a cube.
They shit little, like, cubes.
What?
It's like a poop.
Wow.
Poop sugar cube.
So when they go, they get either one lump or two.
I don't understand.
I feel like it's always a lump number
two. It's always a lump number two. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I don't understand. I know someone's going to send us a message and be like, I know everything there is to know about wombats, and I will tell you why they have a... trash compactor.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
We are all just like the
tube makes sense. A tube of poop makes sense.
But because we are tubes. Because
it's a tube. It goes through a tube.
Dude, your whole body is just a tube with a fleshy coating outside.
Yeah, no, you should not shit Adobe. Like, that's not a thing that should happen.
If I shit a cube, I'd be like, I'm going to every hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone.
I'll fly to Mayo tomorrow. Are you kidding me?
I'm going to start with the closest ones. Yeah. Keep driving out until someone
gets me. I
got to
put it in a baggie.
Whatever,
I
got to
take it with me because no one's going to ever believe me.
Yeah. Dude, like, what are you going to shit, a pyramid next? The rhombus?
You crap it out and you're like, snake eyes. Fuck.
We're playing craps.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for our funny show this week. Come check us out on Monday. We'll have a full show, but we're going to leave you like we always do with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno-Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo-quasi-alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy healing, water downward spiral, brain deadpan, sales pitch, late night info-docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards,
and here's my
nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your signs. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed the show, consider supporting us on Patreon at patreon.com/dissonancepod. Help us spread the word by sharing our content. Find us on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and Threads, all under the handle @dissonancepod. This show is CAN-credentialed, which means you can report instances of harassment, abuse, or other harm on their hotline at 617-249-4255 or on their website at creatoraccountabilitynetwork.org.